Well, welcome everyone. This is Duke Clark, and this is my podcast on Stories for Joshua. We are now on day 24, continuing in our football journey for a few more times, part 5. My oldest son, Grant, went into the 7th grade, and he wanted to play football. So I went with him in one of the first days to introduce myself to the coach and told him that I had played at East Carolina. There were only 2 coaches at the time, and he asked me if I wanted to help coach. I'd never even considered it and didn't really know anything except offensive line, but I said yes. Over the years, I took classes, I read books, I went to clinics, and now, 30-plus years later, I'm still doing it. I took 3 years off when I moved to Arizona because I just couldn't find a team that I liked to coach. And I'm thinking now at 72 that I may still have 2 or 3 years left. We'll see. I stayed with Grant in middle school, and the year he went to high school, I also went to meet the coach there. Lo and behold, as they say down south, it was Dave Glosson, one of the players I had been with for East Carolina University. He was from the Hampton area of Virginia and went back to his hometown to coach after he finished at East Carolina and ended up at Bruton High School in Williamsburg, where we lived at the time. I told Dave that I could help him film the games and run the weight room if he liked, and he accepted. I stayed there at the middle school for 1 more year, and then when Grant was a sophomore, I moved up to Bruton High School. It gets a little sticky here because Bruton had been on a downward slide. In fact, at the end of Grant's freshman year, Bruton had the not-so-envious reputation of having the longest losing streak in the state of Virginia, 22-plus games, I think it was. I'd made friends with the principal, and he asked me if I would join him and the athletic director, and they wanted me there to represent the parents as they hired a new coach. It looked bad for Dave, but the principal told me that he was going to be leaving anyway and that I would be a valuable asset to the selection committee. We did the interviews and hired a young new coach, Kyle Nave. I immediately made a resume and gave it to Kyle so that I could be on the coaching staff. And for the next 14 years, I was at Bruton, coaching O-line, D-line, and running the weight room for the whole school. We worked them hard, and the weight room got them strong. But we had a bigger problem. When you've lost 22 games straight and you lose the first 5 or 6 games of a new season, you have a mental framework that has to be changed before anything else can be done. As soon as we got behind, I could hear the boys say and see it on their faces, "Here we go again, another loss." A few years later, we would get behind and I could hear the boys say, "There's no way we're going to lose this game." What a change. This was not easy, and we started from day one. Kyle was a very fair coach, but he didn't pull any punches. When our starting running back came in that first season to finish his senior year, he told us that he couldn't make 2-a-days, as everybody else was supposed to. And Kyle told him, well, that was unfortunate, but unless he did, he wouldn't be on the team. So he quit. It's not easy playing in Virginia. In August, we have triple H days, hot, humid, and hazy. That's right, there is so much humidity in the air, and it is so thick it's almost visible. Every player weighed in before practice and weighed out after practice, and we wrote down the numbers. If you lost more than 15 to 20 pounds during practice of water weight, which was not uncommon, you had to gain it back by drinking water or any other fluid before you could be at the next practice, or you had to sit out. And I'm serious. The first year, we lost game after game, sometimes just by a few points, but we still lost. We kept telling them to believe in themselves, play for each other, and for the love of the game. And then it happened. We were tied 0-0 with a school, and it was late in the game. We had been pounding them off tackle, so they moved their linebackers out of the middle and over the tackles. Now, we had a big quarterback with a great arm, but he was slow as molasses. I was up in the booth with another coach, and we saw the middle was open, and we told Coach Nave, and he called a quarterback sneak. I kid you not. I think our quarterback's name was Keith Campbell. Anyway, he took off and was wide open. It was the slowest run I have ever seen a human perform. But he crossed the goal line and we were up 6-0. I think we missed the extra point, so it was still 6-0 with the rest of the game to go. We held them for the next series, and finally the horn blew and the game was over. We won! You would have thought that we had won the Super Bowl. We made the front page of the local paper with the happiest faces you have ever seen. We finished that season 1-9 that year, but it was the beginning of a turnaround. In fact, we never had another losing season for the rest of the time I was there. Our best regular season record was 9-1, and we started regularly making the playoffs. We were an undersized school playing 2A ball with only 800 students on record. Because 1A in Virginia didn't have many girls' sports, we played up to 2A. After the turnaround, we sent boys to play college ball every year, including my two sons, Grant and Christopher, who played for James Madison University. And most notably, a quarterback named Brian Randall, who went on to play for Virginia Tech. Brian established a new Bruton High School record for passing yards, 6,508 yards, and a total offense, because he also ran the ball, of 8,034 yards in just two seasons. Now, these facts were according to Wikipedia because I didn't keep the details, but that's what I read. Even though every year in Williamsburg was a struggle, I loved being with the kids who were willing to give everything to be their best. I think we had more overtime games than any school in Virginia. Schools hated to play us because they knew they were in for a fight. We played Iron Man football, which means the kids never wanted to come off the field. They played both ways and were on every special teams because it was a pride thing. There were only about four of us coaches, but after every practice, we shared from our hearts on how to be a winner and how to get better every day. I'm so thankful my boys went through that program and that I had a chance to coach them. I'm also very thankful to Kyle Nave, who stuck with me during all those years and allowed me to do so much with not only my boys, but with the team.